And let's get an update on the pandemic in Southeast Asia, where the virus is surging in several countries. In Vietnam, thousands of people are in quarantine. And in Thailand, infections that numbered less than 10,000 at the end of last year now top 90,000. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Chiang Rai, Thailand. Michael, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Hi.
And how would you describe the pandemic there where you are right now? Is it getting out of control?
Where I am in Chiang Rai province, we've been pretty lucky so far. Confirmed cases here are barely in the double digits, and they're watching the borders pretty tight. I'm in a small town on the Mekong River, and the Thai authorities have put up a lot more checkpoints. They're patrolling the river much more carefully, and they've even put up some barbed wire in an effort to keep out people who might bring the virus in from Myanmar or Laos. But down south, way different story. Thailand today put up a new daily record in new cases, nearly 4,900, about half of which came from clusters found in two Bangkok area jails. And most of the rest of the cases are from Bangkok as well. And there are partial lockdowns there, with many businesses perceived to be high risk closed, bars, gyms, massage parlors, only takeout from restaurants, that kind of thing. And this third wave is the most deadly yet until now. Thailand had mainly escaped the worst of this pandemic by closing its borders early last year, but now it's here with a vengeance.
And is there an explanation for what's happening in Thailand? Do people think it's related to the variant?
Yeah, health officials say this wave started in late March, early April, with a cluster in some high-end nightclubs in an upscale Bangkok neighborhood. And that was it. The virus then spread very quickly, and the Thai New Year holiday was last month, with many people going home from the cities to their villages and the provinces, and that just spread it further. And authorities say many of these new cases are from the variant first reported in Great Britain, and they say it probably came here to Thailand across the porous border with neighboring Cambodia, another country that did very well in the beginning but is now struggling too.
Now, well, the same can be said for Vietnam. It had kept its infection rate very low, one of the lowest in the world, but now there's a spike of infections there. What's changed in Vietnam?
Pretty much the same thing that's happening here, I think. And there's a great deal of speculation that it's not a coincidence that the Cambodian outbreak, believed to have spread here, may also be responsible, at least in part, for what's happening in Vietnam. That and people smuggled in illegally from China who may have been infected as well. And I also think that after a year and change, there just might be a little COVID prevention fatigue going on in all of these countries that caused people and governments to get a little complacent. And now that, coupled with these newer, more easily spread variants, are causing a great deal of distress. But again, so far we're talking about relatively small numbers compared to what you've seen in the U.S. and India and other countries.
I'm reading an interesting tidbit here about Hanoi, where loudspeakers that were used during the Vietnam War to warn against American airstrikes are being used again, but this time to urge people to stay vigilant during this latest outbreak. How are you seeing countries respond to these surges? How concerned are they?
They're very concerned. They're going back to the war footing that they were on at the beginning of the pandemic, sealing the borders tighter, as I mentioned, with more aggressive contact tracing and targeted testing and quarantines, in hopes they can put a lid on this thing before it's too late. And Vietnam was able to do this after a scare earlier this year, and so did Thailand, so it's not impossible, but it's going to be a lot harder this time than the last.
Well, the Red Cross is watching this very closely. It warned this week that the region is facing vaccine shortages, hesitancy, and also logistical challenges getting doses to people. What's the vaccine situation like in these countries?
It's not good. Thailand has less than 2% of the population vaccinated, Vietnam even less. Cambodia is doing a little better, and this latest outbreak in Laos, some health officials believe, may have come from that same cluster we were talking about earlier in Bangkok here in Thailand, with people coming to Laos across the porous border along the Mekong River. But the other problem is that all of these countries were late to the party in terms of organizing, in terms of ordering vaccines, and now they're trying to play catch-up at a time when many other countries, yours excluded, of course, are doing the same, and it's just a question of supply and demand, and they're on the wrong end. Thailand plans to begin producing some 65 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine next month. That should help, but the rollout of vaccines so far has really been pretty slow.
Why the hesitancy?
The hesitancy here, I think, is that because some people are just a little uneasy about getting one of the two vaccines offered here in limited supply so far, China's Sinovac and the AstraZeneca vaccine. People here have heard and seen things. I'm talking about Thailand now. They've heard and seen things about side effects from both of those that have given them pause. And the government The government here, the government in all of these countries, I still think could do a lot better just selling this idea to the people that they need to get vaccinated. I think Vietnam and Cambodia are probably a little better at this than the Thais are, but I also think that the worse it gets, the more hesitant people may just change their mind if the governments don't contain these latest outbreaks, because they're just going to get more worried. And people here all around, even if they're vaccine hesitant, they're very, very worried about the spread of this.
NPR's Michael Sullivan is speaking to us from Chiang Rai, Thailand. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.